I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
And now your hosts for Pet Patrol, John and Marcia Traversaro.
Welcome. Today we're going to talk about whether or not your dog should sleep on the bed. Several years ago, when we adopted a 7-year-old Bichon from the San Francisco SPCA, we put her on our bed the very first night. She had been badly mistreated before she came into our lives and wasn't even allowed in the house, let alone on the bed. She was a bit confused, but soon found her spot on the foot of our bed.
Bruce Salen, a writer and radio host in California, says that in the darkest hours of his divorce, when he didn't want to get out of bed, his two dogs were there jumping on the mattress and licking his face. And when his worries kept him awake at night, petting his dogs was a way he'd calm himself down and fall asleep. Then he met and married Debbie, who had a dog of her own but suffered from allergies and liked her furniture free of dirt and hair. She was adamant, no dogs in bed. He would have his dog on the bed and there would be dog hair on my pillow and I'd be sneezing, Debbie tells Paw Nation. The solution? She spent several $100s on plush beds for all three dogs and ultimately everyone was happy.
A 2007 survey by the American Pet Products Association of more than 2,500 pet owners found that 43% of dogs slept in a person's bed at night. That is a steady increase from 34% a decade ago. So is there anything wrong with pets in the bed? Like Bruce and Debbie, vets and animal trainers have strong opinions on the subject. I will talk about some pros. The first benefit is that it's comforting to both the owners and the animals. Sleeping in the same bed has strong emotional benefits for you and your pooch. The company of pets has been proven to lower blood pressure, stress, and greatly reduce feelings of loneliness. According to veterinarian Ira Roth, having them close to you at night magnifies those benefits. Illinois dog owner Jamie Hand agrees with that assessment. Jamie says, Rocky likes to cuddle, and he always has to be right next to me. If I roll away from him, he scoots over so he's right next to my torso again. This doesn't disrupt my sleep at all. In fact, it's quite comforting to feel him snuggling up against me. Another benefit is that it can deepen the bond between dog and owner. New York City dog trainer Sarah Westcott always gave her dogs their own beds. But then she adopted Hank, a Labrador who kept to himself. Out of the blue one day, I put him in bed and he curled up next to me, Westcott says. Everything changed after that. Whatever he's doing, even when he's hyper, if I invite him in bed, he settles right down. A third benefit is it can give nervous dogs more confidence. Sherry Bedard, an animal trainer and behaviorist in Montreal, believes that the assurance boost of sharing the bed with their owners can help the dog cope with everyday functions.
I'll talk about some cons. From health reasons to relationship concerns, there are strong arguments against sharing the bed. For one thing, it can intensify allergies. Your airways are more susceptible to irritants at night, partly because when you're lying down, you're closer to the ground where particles settle. Multiply that by 8 hours, and that's a lot of exposure, says Dr. Frank Virant, an allergy and asthma specialist in Seattle. If you find yourself sniffing or wheezing, the pet should leave the bedroom, he tells Paw Nation. Secondly, noisy or pushy dogs can keep you from getting a good night's rest. In a 2001 study by the Mayo Clinic, more than half of pet owners seeking treatment for sleep disorders said their pets disturbed their sleep every night because of snoring, needing to go outside, or hogging the bed. Having a pet that constantly moves around in bed or prevents you from sleeping in your preferred position can diminish the quality of your sleep, affecting your daytime mood, focus, memory, and concentration, says New York dog trainer Sherry Mathis. She and her husband used to fight for bed space with their two greyhounds, leading to many nights of trying to shift around the long furry bodies in the middle of our bed. Ultimately, she opted for comfy dog beds. Although I do miss cuddling with our dogs, I have to admit I'm more refreshed in the morning, she says. And sometimes it can cause arguments between couples. I can tell you stories about fighting with a German Shepherd for room on my ex-boyfriend's full-size bed, says Christy Hyde, a public relations professional from Daytona Beach. Apparently, I was expected to sleep curled in a ball at the top of the bed. Her concerns weren't only about her discomfort, but also about what bringing the dog into the bed meant to her relationship. When the long-distance boyfriend came to stay at her house, Hyde kept her dog Amber out of the bedroom. When he started inviting Amber to join us in bed, she would crawl right in between us. I knew our relationship was heading in the wrong direction. So, the dog stayed and the boyfriend went.
Well, there you have it. Both sides of the question, should your dog sleep on the bed or not? I'm sure you have your own pros and cons on this subject, and we invite you to share them with us.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.